Trees' role in agriculture tend to be viewed as limited to the lumber industry or highly organized orchards to grow fruits. But Harvest Public Media's Jonathan All reports, some farmers are looking to the forest floor to get more people into agriculture, at least part-time.
Dennis Lindbergh's 5 acres in southern Missouri don't look like a farm. After making our way past a fence and through a thicket of sticker bushes, we're in a heavily forested area on sloping ground. All around the forest floor are smatterings of small green plants. They're intentional. Those are the crops.
Now, here's some ginseng here that I planted, and I'm taking the seed from it and just planting it right down in here so it'll spread. But you got to get the seed in the ground.
Lindbergh grows ginseng, golden seal, and other plants that prosper in the shade. They're used in cooking, medicines, and supplements. He's one of a growing number of people who are doing very small-scale farming in forested areas to serve niche markets. Lindbergh says it's possible to make a decent living this way.
You grow 100 pounds of ginseng root out in the woods at $500-$600 a pound, well, that's pretty good money.
It's not quite that easy, though, because ginseng needs 7 years to grow before harvest, and it's worth more if you wait longer. Lindbergh has been forest farming for almost 40 years, and much of that time he's had another job raising hogs. Forest farming advocates say it's an underutilized form of agriculture. Hannah Hemmelgarn is with the University of Missouri Center for Agroforestry. She says the key is to find the right crops to plant in the right kind of forest.
And I think there are ways that the people who are doing this are getting really creative and creating markets and creating interest in these value-added products especially.
Forest farmers are also finding markets for products including black walnuts, witch hazel, and ramps. The Helmuth family owns Ozark Forest Mushrooms in Missouri. They grow a special variety of shiitake mushrooms on white oak logs. Instead of building shade shelters, they grow them under a stand of yellow pine trees on their land, about 150 miles southwest of St. Louis. Stacks of logs under special blankets are covered with mushrooms waiting to be picked. Henry Helmuth says these mushrooms are analogous to heirloom tomatoes.
These have a stronger flavor, are more unique, and it's also just a different variety, so you'll see the ones in the store look slightly different. They have got just a subtly different flavor.
Henry Helmuth is the son of the founders of the farm. They harvest between 100 and 500 pounds of mushrooms a week all year round and drive them to St. Louis, where they're sold for $10 a pound wholesale to restaurants and specialty grocery stores and a couple bucks more at farmers markets. He says this farm is profitable in part because they also have a B&B that is booked months in advance and includes a mushroom tour with the stay.
Not to be too pessimistic, but there's many easier ways to make a living. At just any small-scale farming operation, you're going to realize it's not that profitable an endeavor. It's a hard endeavor, 7 days a week, always working. But also, a lot of people love that lifestyle, you know, feeling connected to your work directly.
And that draw to farm and work with the land may get more people into forest farming, partially because the cost to get into the business is much lower than conventional farming. Hemmelgarn says a few acres and some basic supplies costs far less than hundreds of acres and the high-tech machinery needed to grow row crops like corn or wheat.
Keeping trees in the ground, planting trees, and thinking about ways to integrate our livelihoods with tree landscapes and making a livelihood or a part of your livelihood from those spaces, I hope is going to be more part of the agricultural landscape moving forward.
She says another part of the allure to forest farming is the desire to mitigate climate change. More trees means less carbon in the atmosphere. The U.S. Department of Agriculture identifies forest farming as a good alternative to supplement income for farmers and other landowners, but stops short of calling it a full-time occupation. Jonathan All, Harvest Public Media.